To adhere to oneself. Part 2. Let's get in touch again with ourselves, with the most profound part. This time let's be cheerful. We are in a world of love. We've been pinpoints of light, a child, and we have better understood what it means to adhere to oneself. Now, we promise ourselves to adhere in a carefree and joyful way. Are we wrong? It doesn't matter. We need this experience for the future. We don't really understand what our instinct is. Then we must become very small, even smaller, so that we can emit the vibration of humility and ask the deepest part of ourselves to give us clear signals. If things don't go as we want them to, we mustn't dig our heels in, tackle the problem head on, or play the victim. We must just feel like that child, that pinpoint of light that maybe really hasn't understood yet what life is telling him. Maybe the child and the pinpoint of light have understood, and it is we, the adults, that haven't. However, we must be carefree and ask ourselves, how is it that an adult personality can't understand what a child and a pinpoint of light can? It is difficult for us, because part of our personality is a noisy, busy mind, thoughts that overlap, conditionings that restrain us. Without being dejected, let's try to understand that these are the obstacles that are preventing us from having a real connection to our innermost self. What are the solutions? Humility and surrender. These are two vibrations completely interconnected. I cannot surrender if I am not humble. I cannot be humble unless I surrender. Therefore, surrender is only possible when I see myself as a cell belonging to an immense body, when my ego and my personality take second place. I receive humility when I feel I am a cell drifting in the sea of love, protected from peril. We mustn't be afraid of the experiences life presents us with, because they are always full of love. It isn't always easy for us to see this love in the events we have to face, but only through love life moves forward. Humility and surrender. Surrender and humility. Let us add another word that is the direct consequence of these two. Light-hearted. Sometimes there are moments when you feel utterly destroyed by negative vibrations, when it seems everything is about to explode, when you can't be sure of anything. Even so, we must live without feeling overwhelmed or allow ourselves to be conditioned. It's right to have your own ideas. Be well informed and aware of what happens in the world. But all this mustn't destabilize you. We must be humble. We must surrender to life, who will put us exactly where we're supposed to be at that particular moment. Don't confuse lightheartedness with superficiality. He who understands what it means to live lightheartedly is the person who has followed with determination the difficult pursuit of his inner self. Because it isn't easy for the human being, especially those of the West, to dismantle the personality and silence the mind. When we at last manage to understand what it means to live lightheartedly, it's because the route we have taken has brought us to the point where we know that we are a cell in an immense body, a body of love that guides us, sustains us, and uses us. Then with humility and lightheartedness, we must let ourselves be used, surrendering to the flow of life.